Welcome to SBA Small Business Training Network, your small business resource. I'm Ron Johnson. If you're looking to start or expand an existing small business, SBA has many programs and services to help you succeed. SBA has more than 40 free courses, workshops, publications, and direct access to its electronic counseling through its virtual campus. You can check out the training at www.sba.gov/training. Across the country, you'll find SBA offices and its resource partners, such as the Small Business Development Center and Women's Business Centers, to help you compete in the marketplace. Today, we're discussing financing a business. Many entrepreneurs lack the financial resources to start or expand a small business themselves, so they seek financing from family, friends, venture capitalists, and small business loans. To answer some questions about financing a business, my guest today is Carl Knobloch. He's the SBA District Director from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. As a former small business owner, Carl understands firsthand the issue related to financing a business. Welcome, Carl.
Thank you, Ron. It's a pleasure to be here today.
What's the first step to securing a loan?
Ron, what I tell small businesses or people that are attempting to become a small business, tell them the first priority is to get a business plan, because nobody will talk to them seriously until they see something in writing. And the reason for that is three key areas. One is marketing. They want to see what the person's wanting to do and who they're going to go after for a target audience. Also, financing. You know, typically people say, I'm looking for money, but they don't know the number, the dollar amount. And so with the business plan, it helps put a firm number so people see what they're looking to ask for. And the most important piece is management. As we know, most businesses fail in the first few years, and it's because of poor management. And with the business plan, it kind of gives a structure that you can see where you're trying to head for future growth.
Where can someone get help putting a business plan together?
There are several areas. Ones that we typically hear about, SCORE, who are retired executives who have diverse backgrounds that can assist people. Small business development centers that are typically located at universities, also called SBDCs, women business centers, and also veterans business outreach centers are the ones that offer either free or low-cost service. There are other services available that you will pay a fee for. Also, you can purchase software to do it, and then also you can do the work through the Internet. The difficult part is trying to get your finances and your marketing information that you need. That's so critical to putting a business plan together. And that's where the first ones that I mentioned are so valuable.
SBA's business loan guarantee programs provide a key source of financing for viable businesses that have real potential but may not be able to qualify for loans from traditional sources. So why is it important for entrepreneurs to become familiar with SBA's financing options?
It's important from the standpoint that most of the time we think of, when we're looking for help initially, we look to our family, friends, famous credit cards to get us going. And with SBA's different types of programs, it gives us other options to start thinking outside the box of other ways to finance my business, which also makes you look at possibly going to your local economic development in your area. Also, some states have very good programs, and working in combinations with these different programs, you actually create a better package that gives you better cash flow, which creates the opportunity to make your business more successful.
What is SBA's primary financing program?
The flagship program for SBA is the 7A program, and what's unique about this program, it's very flexible. And what I mean by that is the funds that you receive can be used for a variety of things, from a line of credit, equipment, purchase real estate. There's many different options this can be used for, and that's what's so nice about it.
Small businesses may also qualify for SBA Express loans?
Yes, Ron. The thing with the SBA Express, it's a quick turnaround. The maximum amount you can get is $350,000. But the good part is it's a quick turnaround because you're working closely with the lenders. And so pretty much within less than 48 hours through SBA, you have an answer.
The 504 Loan Program is an economic development program that supports American small business growth. Now, this helps communities through business expansion and job creation. What are the features of this program, and who qualifies?
Ron, this is a great program from the standpoint of you can only the business owner only has to put 10% down. It's a long-term type payback at a fixed rate. And for like equipment, that's typically maximum of 10 years, and for real estate, up to 20 years. And these are done by certified development companies who are nonprofit organizations that assist you with this. What's really neat about this program also, because it can work in combinations with other types of loan programs to create a very nice package to create a successful story for economic growth in the community.
For more information on financing a small business, check out SBA's website at www.sba.gov. And for free training programs covering topics such as assessing financial need, how to find startup funding, and basic accounting, go to www.sba.gov/training. I'd like to thank our guest, Carl Knobloch, SBA's District Director from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for helping us understand the basic financing needs of small businesses. I'm Ron Johnson.